Welcome to the Bobas Beach Podcast, number 20. The Greater Victoria School District Strings Program holds an annual end-of-year concert, Bach to the Beach. My daughter has been there for the past 4 years of her musical career on a folding chair, under the trees, working her way to a place in the second violins. There are parents, grandparents, assorted other family members, pets and passers-by lounging on the lawn of Willows Beach, listening to the musical engine that is a strings orchestra as it powers through a year's worth of classical and popular pieces. A little Bach, a little Harry Potter, and a tango or two, with the steel-gray Pacific Ocean rising behind the arrangements of students in black. Bows move in frantic unison, and the sun glints off the varnish of violins, violas, cellos, and a single brave bass violin. The violin my daughter plays has traveled a long way, under the arm of her great-grandfather when he fled the brutal shadow Stalin cast all the way to his village on the Ukrainian steppes. Music was his comfort, something familiar in his life as he journeyed away from family and friends towards the great unknown, the promise of Canada. Music stayed with Nicholas as he carved out a life as a logger in the woods of northern Vancouver Island. He found property and built a house on the shores of the Pacific Ocean for his new family. With his hands, he worked giant saws to fell the great firs of the northern rainforest. With those same rough hands, he would gently cradle his children, and he would pick up the violin to take him back across the thousands of miles and bridge a thousand lifetimes. As all too frequently happened in those days, one of the giants of the forest crushed Nicholas, robbing his family, promoting my father suddenly to the head of the household, and forcing the teenager to put on a suit of adult cares. The needs of feeding his brothers and sisters, helping his mother, and caring for the house took precedence. Dad kept music in his heart, but the violin was wrapped up and put away for another future. It has been a long journey. Now, cradled in my daughter's hands, it has found a voice again. Her grandfather and I sit under the trees on a beach of an ocean, a world away from where the journey began. We listen as it bridges a thousand lifetimes and holds us together in this one moment. In memory of Nicholas, a commemorative brick has been purchased in his name. The brick will be installed at the Cowichan Valley Forest Workers Memorial Park. Although my grandfather worked and passed away in the Campbell River area, a few hundred kilometers to the north on Vancouver Island, we felt this was a fitting way to honor his life. Happy Father's Day, Dad. Music this week was performed by the Greater Victoria School District Strings Program. For information, visit babasbeach.ca. That's babasbeach.ca. Our email address is babasbeach@gmail.com. We'd love to hear your comments.